CBA Mobile.
Brendan, KZ4M Mobile.
MKB4CPA, how are you, Tom?
I'm just chipper. How about you?
I'm just finer than a frog hair split three ways.
I guess that means you're fine. Where are you off to this early in the morning?
10 guesses and the first 9 don't count.
Pack it to me.
Hey, somebody asked me one time, said, what do you and your wife do for a business? And I said, well, we're in the iron and steel business. I said, my wife irons and I steel.
Roger. Well, what do you do to get her to iron? I've always been told just to put my stuff under the mattress and hope for the best.
I've never thought about that.
It's looking kind of crummy back toward the town compared to what it was up south.
Sometimes I'll throw my clothes in the dryer to fluff them up a little bit. I'm not much with iron. I just never have been too successful with an iron. I usually iron creases where they're not supposed to be.
Been in a washcloth. I throw everything in the dryer, take me a washcloth, get it wet, toss it in there, crank that thing up, and let the wrinkles disappear.
Washcloth in a dryer?
Well, I mean, you don't put it in there sopping wet, but yeah, that little dampness and that heat hits it, turns it into steam. It will get rid of any of the wrinkles in your clothing.
For tell such. Well, there's another use for the dryer sheets. And I can't remember what it is, but it kind of fascinated me. I'm trying to think while I'm talking here, and I can't do two things while I'm driving, too. So I'm doing three things at once. But there is another use for dryer sheets. It's kind of amazing.
Give you one of those the next time I see you. I cannot say it over the air, so I can give you a real good use for a dryer sheet that you probably didn't know.
We'll save that for later. That sounds like one of them TMI statements. I got me a new ICOM 2730 dual bander here. How does it sound?
Awesome, dude. You're loud, crisp, and full body.
Actually has a volume control on the mic. You can turn the mic gain up and down. You can, if you want to go to a frequency that's not in your memory, you can punch it in on the microphone. It's just amazing. Of course, it's got aviation and marine receive, and like everything else, it has software. I had to buy a cable, and so I entered all my frequencies and downloaded it, and so I'm good to go.
How long ago did you get that, and where did you get it from?
HRO, and they actually made me mad because they've gone down $70 on it since I bought it. but I started calling back and telling them I wanted a refund, but anyway, my $70 refund, but I guess, you know, it's like anything else. But I had an old Icom 207 dual bander, and it was working well, okay. It would drop out of transmit every now and then, and then one day I was talking to Tom going down Wade Hampton, and the audio just went. And when I got home, I turned the volume wide open, turned the car off so it was quiet, and then I turned the squelch all the way to the left, and I could barely hear the squelch. And so I realized I was listening to the preamp in the audio, and so the main amp in the audio had gone kaput. And I said, well, you know, I think that's it.
About that the other day when we were talking on the radio. Hello. Just saw somebody flat out run the red light at Rutherford and Locust Hill.
I'm on Edwards Road. I'm going up the big hill up to Pelham right now. They call this Beacon Hill, top of at Pelham and Edwards Road. It's supposed to be the highest point in the city of Greenville.
That's some trivia I was not aware of.
Raindrops falling on my windshield, and I'm not happy about that at all.
Roger. Well, this morning may just be a Dunkin' Donut productive kind of morning.
KB4CBA. Well, so what are you doing this morning?
It's a testing day, so going to meet Westcar's crew and administer exam if anybody shows up to take it.
I just totally missed that. Say that again.
It's testing day, so I am on my way to meet the Westcar's crew and administer test if anybody shows up to take it. Nobody showed up last month.
You're a good man. Show up and be one of the VEs. And hopefully somebody will show up and want to take a test. In fact, I've talked to a couple of guys this week. They're new, so I couldn't possibly tell you their call. They're new to me, let me say that. I couldn't tell you their call or name, but they wanted to upgrade so they could get on HF. So maybe they'll show up.
You see a good turnout, but hey, 2 or 20. Makes no difference to me. I get paid the same either way.
You the man.
I hope so. I would be one ugly woman.
It's up wide open for that one, but I'm just not going to say anything. Oh, me. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the sports club here. So I'm going to say adios and hasta la vista, baby, as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say. And you have a good day, and I hope somebody shows up for your efforts there. So I say 73's Tom, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. KZ4M, KB4CBA.
Remember Big D, 73s. You have a good day, sir, and we'll get together, like I said, and have breakfast one day. Have a good one. Kilo Z4 Mike. Gonna be clear and listening.
All right, that sounds like a winner. 73s KB4CBA, clear.
How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, Sir David just stepped away.
I did a good one last night. I used to keep a bowling number. I rub my eyes, my eye bugs are gone. I set it down and it kind of rolled into, down into the thing, got stuck in the garbage pole and dried up and stuff. So now I gotta get a socket to go down inside the garbage pole, grab the nut and try to get it loose.
I don't know if you know, but you got a whole lot of white noise on your transmission there.
If you hear where I am, it's kind of a hard cloud handy talking. Not much I can do about it. You're mobile too, I think, so. He was, I don't know if you are, but I'll catch up with you later. I'll see 73s. I'll catch you guys later on.
Roger, 73. KZ4M is going to be clear and listening.